up on top, is that still nay nay, or does it get into ning 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 like an ng?
No, it does not. It's like nay nay, n a n a n a nay nay. It's n a n, right? Nay nay is a little n feeling. I don't know how to spell it. Nay 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 nay. It's a tongue. It's really done with a lot of tongue against that gum ridge. And I really put pressure on the tongue to help me kick those notes in there. And what that does, it allows me to keep the muscle involved. I mean, the full voice muscle, the correct muscle, full voice muscle. And so I can sing up there and learn to sing a full voice up there by doing that. Now, gug. It becomes like Popeye, you know. So, gug 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 gug. Gonna get that feeling there, and that engages those the vocal folds really strongly, and it allows you to sing without going back in your throat. The problem we have is the gravity of and the muscle involvement in the high register, and then we tend to want to muscle too much. So gug 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 like the Popeye thing. Gug 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 gug. Gug 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 gug. Nay 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 nay. To help you do that. One more thing, an exercise I really like is because we don't like that break in our voice. And another school of thought is approach that break from the top. So I'd like to suggest we start on a B flat, and you would sing 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1, and that'd be a falsetto. You start in your falsetto if you don't have a full head voice, which many of us don't. So you start in your falsetto, and then you would try to change, especially basses and low voices, baritones, or you would change at 3. Watch. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. Go ahead and make that change. I made my voice change. Okay. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. Object is to make it 3 to feel like 8 7 6 5 4, like this. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. So there's not much of a change. Probably when you first do this, you'll have an abrupt change. And the object is called blending your registers, making sure they're aligned, making sure there's not a major gap in them. Okay. Now, if you're a higher baritone, you don't need to change. You need to change much earlier. So you would change at 4 or 5. Let's do that. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. R. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. I mean, an abrupt change. Now, what you want to strive for is to not have an abrupt change like this, hopefully. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. It's a great exercise for blending your registers, and then you take that on down and to maintain, you should have the same sound all the way down. So you would do that 2 octaves. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. That was for fun, guys. Okay. Anyway, that's 3 octaves, but that's all right. You want to work at building that. And just relaxation to let that happen. It's a great exercise. The more you do that, the more you don't suffer with pushing the passaggio area or that upper bridge.